from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brexit reaction continues. Britain's crisis deepened Monday as British and EU officials scrambled to deal with the shock of British voters' decision to leave the European Union, plunging the country into what some describe as its worst disarray since World War II. Hoping to head off further turbulence at the opening of markets Monday, British Finance Minister George Osborne made an early morning statement saying the British economy is fundamentally strong and Britain remains open for business. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Brussels today, and he articulated the point of view at least of the Obama administration.
The vote did not come out the way President Obama and I and others hoped that it would, but that's democracy, and we respect the rights of the voters and we respect the process. So it is now incumbent on leaders to implement the will of the people and to do so in a way that is responsible, sensitive, thoughtful, and I hope strategic.
Among those leaders just referred to is International Development Secretary Justine Greening. She's also a Conservative MP in the UK.
Well, I think it's really important that now the British people have spoken in this referendum, that we have a strong, united Conservative Party in government to take those wishes forward. I want to see the two clear front runners now that the Prime Minister has resigned, who are Boris Johnson and Theresa May. I'd like to see them come together to give some unity and stability for our party without the need for a leadership contest if we can possibly avoid it.
Prime Minister David Cameron is to meet EU leaders in Brussels today, and President Obama said the UK and EU will remain indispensable partners with the United States. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean Sea as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coast. Meanwhile, Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least five people in an eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 people were wounded, no immediate claim of responsibility. Iraqi forces have liberated the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. The battle for Fallujah was backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq James Jeffrey tells VOA the mission in Fallujah is the best example of the way to defeat ISIS.
We can take down ISIS quickly if we combine elite ground forces, Iraqi, and I would prefer more U.S., with vigorous and aggressive use of American air power and other support. That's what we saw in this battle.
The ambassador says next step to doing away with the Islamic State is to retake the city of Mosul. Israel and Turkey have reached an agreement, ending a six-year rift. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday in Rome a maritime security blockade on the Gaza Strip will remain in place, but humanitarian aid could reach Gaza through Israeli ports. The Israeli leader met Sunday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Rome before the announcement. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld abortion rights Monday, ruling that states across the country had no right to curb the constitutional right of women to end their pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision was perhaps the court's most important abortion rights ruling in a quarter of a century. The majority overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas, similar to that enacted in other states, that required abortion doctors to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near their abortion clinics, and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade health care equipment. Writing for the court majority, Justice Stephen Breyer said the state's regulations were medically unnecessary and unconstitutionally limited a woman's right to an abortion. It is not among the most high-profile cases the U.S. Supreme Court is deciding this term, but a decision coming Monday involves one that does touch on a prominent issue on the minds of Americans. When is it okay to restrict the right to own a gun? The case is Voisin versus United States and combines the cases of two men who were each found guilty of misdemeanor domestic assaults in the state of Maine. A federal law makes it illegal for anyone with that type of conviction from possessing a gun. The men presented two arguments to the Supreme Court, one asserting that only a conviction for an intentional domestic assault could qualify for federal gun prohibition. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.